Proclamation number 6509, dated the March 24, 1956. The Soul, a miniature creation. Retrospection. The world carries countless living creations which are all on the path of ascent and need the most diverse creations which suit their state of maturity. Hence the earthly material creations are the abode of untold soul substances which belong to a once fallen original spirit, but which exists in such a variety of external forms that effectively every work of creation carries a tiny particle of a once fallen original soul, and which will come together again one day. But then this original soul incorporates everything that exists in the whole of creation. In the final stage of its developing process, this original soul embodies itself in a human being, in the earthly external form which is suitable to enable the soul to pass its final test of will, in order to then enter into the spiritual realm as a spirit of light again and to be inconceivably happy in its original state full of light and strength. However, since the soul carries all creatures within itself, it is, in its state of perfection, naturally also interested in all these creations, because it now has recollection and can experience its process of development retrospectively and assist the still struggling spiritual substances within the same forms to release themselves by fulfilling the divine will, because these spiritual substances accomplish their assigned activity in the law of compulsion. The perfect soul is extraordinarily happy in the contemplation of its countless components, because it beholds the entire creation and can, in a manner of speaking, participate in its emergence and preservation. However, it takes an infinitely long time until an original soul has attained this perfection, and yet, it is aware of its countless previous forms. And in the process of contemplating itself, it is filled by inconceivable bliss of knowing itself as a creator of countless forms, which it is allowed to recreate after the image within itself in order to help the still unredeemed tiny particles of other original souls take the path of ascent. In order to be able to perform this creative activity, it has to be brightly enlightened and receive unlimited strength. But the bliss of creating in conformity with divine will stirs a perfected soul into constant activity, and God assigns this task to such souls in order to make them happy. However, it always has to have within itself whatever it intends to create. The immense number of fallen original spirits will still need earthly and spiritual creations for eternities. And the will to help all these fallen spirits attain beatitude delights every perfect being and inspires it to such versatile activity as works of creations exist, because everything that exists in the universe is also present in every soul. Therefore, it cannot but keep looking back at the individual phases of development, in order to then, with ever-increasing happiness, be creatively active. And what once had been agonizing and insufferable is now recognized by the soul to be beneficial and necessary, and although it now places immature spiritual substances into such creations, it does so with profound love for God and the still unredeemed original spirit, looking after the individual tiny particles with untiring patience and love and guiding them step by step on the path of ascent. This is God's plan in which perfect beings participate. No being evades this task because every being is permeated by love for God and the still unredeemed spirits, and because love always wants to confer pleasure to the still unredeemed as well as to God, whose beatitude rests in the return of all spirits to Him. Nevertheless, it will take eternities and time and again new creations. And all these creations are God's will implemented by the beings of light which are able to do so because they know everything, because every being of light is a perfected creation, because all of God's ideas are present in every enlightened soul, and because in its God-inclined will it is also capable of being creative thanks to the abundant strength at its disposal. Countless celestial worlds are thus creatively supported by the beings of light to whom these worlds are entrusted, but always according to divine will, on account of which different life forms exist on every work of creation, depending on the spirit's degree of maturity. But nothing exists in the whole of creation which is not present within a perfected soul. And thus the human being is in fact already a miniature creation of the great universal man. It is a matchless wonder for a soul with spiritual vision, which will never cease contemplating itself. Therefore it will also constantly work and create in eternity, because it is inspired by the forms it beholds within itself to create them again in order to animate them with the countless tiny particles which still need to be redeemed. However, this redemptive work can only be accomplished by a perfect being, but it is so incomparably enjoyable that for this reason alone a complete redemption of all once fallen spirits will take place. Because the further the process of redemption advances, the more souls will carry out this redemptive work. Even so, it will still take eternities, which is explained by the number of fallen original spirits and thereof an infinitely long time of resistance, since time and again free will is the decisive factor, which must not be forgotten. However, for the blessed beings time is no longer of the essence, with the Lord a thousand years are as one day, it is only an infinitely long time for the imperfect spiritual being, but even this soul will reach the state of light and beatitude one day. And then the retrospection of its path of development will only be a wonderful surprise, an admiration of all that which the soul had to go through. Then it will no longer know suffering and agony but only praise and gratitude for the might and love and glory of God, its Creator and Father of eternity. Amen.